Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everyone Wins, The Evidence for Family-School Partnerships and Implications for Practice is a professional education book by Karen L. Mapp, Ann Henderson, Stephanie Cuevas, Martha Franco, and Susanna Ewart. It belongs to the fields of family engagement, school improvement, and education policy. And its purpose is to summarize research on why sustained partnerships between families and schools matter. Rather than treating parent involvement as a peripheral activity, the book frames it as a central strategy for improving student learning, strengthening families, supporting educators, and building more responsive school communities. The authors draw on established research traditions in family and community engagement, including work associated with the Dual Capacity Building Framework for Family-School Partnerships. Written for teachers, administrators, family and community engagement coordinators, and district leaders, the book combines evidence review with practice implications. Its main contribution is to connect the research case for partnership with practical decisions schools must make about trust, equity, communication, and shared responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, family-school partnerships are presented as an evidence-based school improvement strategy. A central topic in the book is the claim that family engagement should be understood as an evidence-based component of school improvement, not as an optional public relations activity. The authors emphasize that student learning is shaped by relationships across home, school, and community. So schools that ignore family knowledge lose access to an important source of support. The argument is not limited to traditional forms of involvement, such as attending meetings or volunteering in classrooms. Instead, the book points toward partnership practices that connect families to learning goals, classroom expectations, student progress, and decisions that affect children. This distinction matters because many schools measure engagement by visible attendance at events. While the educational value often depends on whether families receive usable information and whether educators learn from families, by reviewing research in a practical format, the book helps readers see engagement as a strategy with measurable consequences for achievement, attendance, school climate, and educator effectiveness. Its reasoning also challenges deficit assumptions that low participation means low commitment. The authors encourage schools to examine whether their systems, language, schedules, and relationships actually invite meaningful participation. Secondly, the dual capacity building approach shifts responsibility to both educators and families. The book is closely connected to Karen L. Mapp's widely recognized Dual Capacity Building Framework for Family-School Partnerships. This framework is important because it moves beyond the idea that families alone need training or that schools simply need better outreach materials. It argues that both educators and families need opportunities to build knowledge, confidence, relationships, and skills for partnership. For educators, this includes learning how to communicate without jargon, share power, listen to family expertise, and connect engagement to instruction. For families, it includes gaining clearer knowledge of school systems, learning expectations, and ways to advocate for children. The practical implication is that effective family engagement cannot depend on one charismatic teacher or a single annual event. It requires conditions that are relational, linked to learning, collaborative, interactive, and developmental over time. The book uses this logic to explain why many well-intended engagement efforts remain shallow. If schools ask families to participate but do not redesign routines, staff learning, or decision-making structures, partnership remains uneven. The framework, therefore, gives leaders a way to diagnose capacity gaps and plan improvement more systematically. Thirdly, equity is treated as a core condition for meaningful family engagement. A major strength of the book is its focus on equity in family-school partnerships. The authors do not present engagement as a neutral process in which every family has the same access to school influence. They recognize that language barriers, immigration experiences, race, income, disability, transportation, work schedules, and prior negative encounters with institutions can shape whether families feel welcomed or respected. This equity lens changes the practical questions schools must ask. Instead of asking why some families do not show up, educators are encouraged to ask whether participation opportunities are culturally responsive, accessible, and connected to issues families consider important. The book also implies that engagement must challenge one-way communication models in which schools transmit information and families are expected to comply. More equitable partnership requires listening, shared problem-solving, and respect for family knowledge about children. This is especially relevant in diverse and low-income communities, where school systems may unintentionally reproduce power imbalances through assumptions about language, behavior, or parental capacity. By placing equity at the center, the book distinguishes authentic engagement from activities that only serve already connected families. Fourthly, the benefits of partnership extend beyond student achievement alone, although student achievement is a major reason for investing in family-school partnerships. the book presents a broader view of benefits. Students can gain stronger academic support when families understand learning goals and when teachers understand students more fully. Families can gain confidence, information, and stronger relationships with schools, which may help them navigate decisions and advocate effectively. Teachers and administrators can do their work more effectively when they have access to family insight, community trust, and shared responsibility for student success. Schools can also strengthen climate when communication is more transparent and when families are treated as contributors rather than clients. This multi-benefit perspective is significant because it prevents family engagement from being reduced to a narrow intervention aimed only at test scores. It also helps explain the title, "The Improvement is Distributed Across the Educational Ecosystem." The reasoning is practical. When families and educators operate in isolation, misunderstandings grow and support becomes fragmented. When they coordinate, each side can reinforce the other. The book, therefore, frames partnership as a form of organizational capacity, not merely as goodwill or friendliness. Lastly, practical implementation requires systems, routines, and leadership commitment. The book is designed not only to summarize research, but also to support implementation in schools and districts. Its practical emphasis is important because family engagement often fails when it is assigned to one coordinator or treated as a set of disconnected events. The authors point toward evidence-based practices that require leadership, staff learning, planning time, and alignment with instructional priorities. For example, communication with families should be timely, understandable, and connected to what students are learning, rather than limited to discipline concerns or compliance notices. Schools also need routines that help educators learn about family priorities and cultural contexts before problems arise. District leaders have a role in setting expectations, allocating resources, and making family engagement part of professional learning and school improvement planning. This system's view makes the book useful for readers who must move from principle to practice. It suggests that sustainable engagement is built through repeated interactions, coherent goals, and shared accountability. The implementation message is realistic partnerships do not become effective because schools endorse them rhetorically. They improve when structures make collaboration normal and expected. In conclusion, Everyone Wins is best suited for educators, principals, district administrators. Family and community engagement coordinators, teacher educators, and policymakers who want a research-grounded account of why family-school partnerships deserve serious investment. It will also be useful for graduate students in education who need a concise bridge between family engagement scholarship and school-based practice. The practical benefit is that readers can use the book to examine whether their engagement efforts are relational, equitable, connected to learning, and supported by systems rather than isolated events. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of family engagement as a shared capacity problem, not a matter of persuading families to attend more activities. Compared with many practitioner books in this area, it stands out because it combines an accessible review of evidence with an equity-centered interpretation and a clear connection to the dual capacity building framework. It does not appear to be a manual of scripted programs or a narrow advocacy text. Instead, it helps schools think more carefully about design, power, trust, and implementation. Its value lies in showing that effective partnership is both a research-supported improvement strategy and a disciplined organizational practice. If you would like to support Karen L. Mapp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!